This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Six-pack time. Six-pack's brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details and locations. And in light of the fact that we are now a week into the preseason, six-pack of Ravens observations thus far. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I caught an audible here, got rid of one. I had seven written down, and just, I knew I was going to cross one out. Six is the O-line depth is atrocious. Like, if they have an injury, and with this Emory Jones situation that he still is not on the practice field, if they get an injury on that O-line, there ain't much behind the starters.
I got that one considerably higher. Six for me, I put it at six because it's not unexpected, because one guy just got here and he's only been in one place, and I told you guys it's going to be ugly, and I think it'll be better by the third game. And then the other guy, I don't really think he is an NFL quarterback. So backup quarterback play, no bueno, but as expected. One guy, Rush, will get better. The other guy, I think they could do better.
I'm touching on that coming up.
Number five.
Talked about this a little bit in the open, but for me, it's the full Keaton Mitchell experience from watching it pop in front of your eyes and then kind of waiting to see, did he get through it? Like, how does he feel the next day? Is there swelling anywhere? Like, they were so reticent. Remember how we were like, damn, can he touch the ball two or three more times? Like, can we get him a couple more
carries?
And you know what? They probably knew better. Yeah. Like, they probably, that body type and the way he plays the game. And yes, when he's in the open field sprinting away from people, that's great. But that's not always the way football plays out. And so it was awesome to see him all the way back. But there's also always, for me, that caveat of, let's see what he's like the next 48 hours afterwards. And he's now got a groin something or other.
I hate those groin something or others. My five is your six. And I have a little caveat here. The backup quarterback situation, I agree with you. Cooper Rush will be fine. Devin Leary's not an NFL quarterback. And it would not surprise me at some point if old friend Josh Johnson is not back in this building. You look at what's going on in the Commanders. They have Marcus Mariota and they have Sam Hartman.
Sam Hartman does not look very good.
I just think that Josh Johnson is not that. If you want to trade them a conditional seventh and put him on your practice squad because he's happy to stay there because Lamar loves him and he likes it here, I would not shock me if Josh Johnson is back in this building at some point.
Number four,
I kind of gave away last segment. Reuben Lowry's making this football team. Reuben Lowry, Harbaugh even said on Saturday, he goes, I hate to say this because it's almost not fair to him, but he's been surprising. He's an undrafted guy. He makes plays every single day. And with the injuries to Longerbeam and Kone, Reuben Lowry's making this football team.
We are essentially simpatico. I wrote, despite the injuries, there's still intriguing secondary depth. So I think we're basically of the same mind there, that they've And that's not even including the Tampas and these people who we think could look better as we play more of these games. But you hate to see young men's season end before they begin, especially as they're just trying to figure out what the NFL is all about. But I kind of think that they've got some intriguing pieces there still.
Going off what we have so far, I got to go, Cam, because we've talked a lot. Offensive line depth.
I expected nothing.
You said O-line depth higher for you, and that will factor into my decision.
You won't have to wait too much longer.
O-line depth is a big concern for me.
Six-pack of Ravens observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Here you go, Bone.
Ha!
The O-line depth is beyond shaky, and they're one injury away from perhaps being in a little bit of trouble.
I agree.
My three is that Malachi Starks and Mike Green are absolutely as advertised. Both those guys look the part. Both those guys look like they're going to get considerable playing time and both make impacts for this football team.
Number two.
Number two is, I've seen enough. LaJonte Wester's the punt returner, and I kind of made the argument early. I would not put him back on punt returns the rest of this preseason because I don't want to see him get hurt in some freak punt return incident. I based on what I saw a year ago and what I saw in one game, this kid's the punt returner.
My two is his three, and I put it in a different order. I went Mike Green and then Malachi Starks because Mike Green brings a package to their group of edge players that is different than anybody else. And that's not to say that they're sitting there with 20 different options who could play free safety, but like Kyle Hamilton could hold it down. Like there's things they could do. Watching Mike Green and seeing the kind of athlete he is and how pliable he is and the different angles he can take to soften up and exploit tackles, It really leaped out to me, man. And you know Malachi Starks was going to look the part, and he does, but he wasn't out there as much as Green. Mike Green, speed, burst, bend, that's an interesting package to me, man. Like, that's formidable.
Number one.
Number one for me is special teams is the story. Improved special teams is the story, from the specialist to, as we were just talking about, the return groups, the coverage units. It seems to me it's early, but this feels like turning over a new leaf a little bit.
Number one for me is what you was. This was much lower for you, but Keaton Mitchell, the burst is back. Like, I don't know what, and obviously so are the injury concerns, but they're telling us it's minor, so I'll believe them for now. But that burst was not there a year ago. He looks like the freak show we saw in 2023 so far, not only in camp but in that preseason game.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Line depth being higher, and also special teams. I mean, that was the biggest thing that stood out.
Wester special teams was stunk, you know, a year ago,
horrible last year, and especially the punt return position. To see Wester take one to the house in his second punt return, breath of fresh air.
Where do you think Chris Horton had Wester in his worst to first punt return rankings?
Closer to first than worst. I'm willing to say that much.
I want to know who
that
worst.
Was a moment
who
in time.
Was the worst?
I would love to know how, like the number, like if it's 132, like how many he watched, and then do you remember who was like?
Yeah, who was the worst?
Who was number 97? Do you have any recall? You recall where you stacked number 97 on that list?
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. What do you think about what you saw from the Ravens thus far? 410-583-1057. What'd you like? What didn't you like? Do you have any concerns? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.